Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. This is Shelby speaking. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, actually, I'm home for two reasons. I have a 89-year-old father that keeps has called and made appointments but can't seem to get in. And I'm trying to find a place to do my second injection on the 19th. So I'm not having any luck either.
Okay.
Because I'm an essential worker.
Has your father already made an appointment?
Well, he hasn't. No one's called him back.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure on the time frame with that, but
Let me tell you, I'm an essential worker. And it was a nightmare just for me to try to get mine, and I'm a 1A worker. And, you know, and I can't even find the second one. But when I was in line last week for the first one, I think I was the only essential worker. Everybody had to be over 70 or 80. So I'm not sure why he has to sit there and wait, because he has pre-existing conditions also.
All I can do is tell you that there is a way, and it's going to take some time with when they get, call people for their appointments, mm-hmm. but I can't, like, rush it.
Let me ask you this one. What happens if we miss the second dose because we can't find anywhere and no one will call us back?
What happens if you miss the second dose?
Yeah, because no one calls us back and we can't find a place to go get it because no one's calling us back.
They will call you back, but it just takes time.
Okay, but I thought I had to have it by a certain date. Of course, that's what the doctors told me and where I work, but maybe you guys are different. Maybe
this isn't even the vaccination appointment line. This is just a
This is the line our company gave us. So I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get it done because I'm treating oncology patients, and I really didn't want them to get COVID for me. But you know, if I can't even get it done, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I can't get in to get it done. So you know, when all the essential workers are sick, then you guys can say, well, we can stand the line some more and wait. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Alabama's the only one. I'm the only one in our whole company that has not had my second dose because Alabama, I can't get an appointment. They had to literally write for me to get my first one. So there's some issues going on with Alabama, obviously, which is always the case. You know, they're always behind in everything. It's unfortunate. So, okay, well, what's the number? Because, I mean, my stupid company doesn't know the number, which is one of the largest companies in the nation. But evidently they got Alabama's number wrong.
The vaccination appointment line is 855-566-5333.
Do we get a person or we just sit and leave messages?
You get a person.
Okay, let me see what they gave me for the number. Let's see here. Let me make sure I dialed the right number because I'm going to email them back and tell them that wherever they got this information, that when I called it, they said that wasn't the number. Let's see here. So for your vaccination size, appointment dates and time, do this link. Well, I did that. That didn't work. Okay, further information, call 800-270-7268. Okay, and that's what I did. Okay. All right, so I'm going to email back and let them know that this number doesn't work. All right, thank you. I'm back to square one, which has been 3 months of it. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a great